I'm Brian Shelton, and you're listening to Harper Talks, a co-production of Harper College Alumni Relations and Harper Radio. Today on Harper Talks, we're celebrating our 50th episode. 50th episode, that's a lot. And I wanted to do that with our producer, Shannon Hines, who comes to every show but has never been on the show. Shannon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here, Brian.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I interview folks who are alumni of Harper College, but you don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Shannon recruits all of our alumni to come. She does pre-interview questions of them, sets up all of our schedule and everything, and she actually does all of the hard work. So I really appreciate you doing that.
Well, thank you. I don't see it that way. I think you have the hardest job, but you make it look so easy.
Oh, I appreciate that. So we've been doing, this will be our 50th episode, this kind of compilation show that we're putting together today. And so I was just curious, why'd we start doing this? Why a podcast?
Well, in my role as Director of Alumni Relations, I oversee all things alumni engagement here at Harper. And I think it was maybe 2019 mm-hmm. when you and I started having that conversation. Actually, I think you approached me and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool to do a podcast? And we started thinking about this and how we could really allow alumni to tell their own stories
right.
Through this format. And it just presented, you know, as podcasts were really taking off in the last 5 to 10 years, it presented such a great opportunity to connect with alumni that way and connect their stories to our community.
Yeah. And, you know, it was an interesting thing. I remember we were just about to get started and then we all went home for the pandemic. And so.
Ah, the pandemic.
Yeah. And so you and I had a conversation about, you know, well, can we still do this? And so we figured out a way to do it at home, as everybody was figuring out a way to do it at home. And it was kind of fun. It was neat.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That was the tricky part. And I know that you figured that out from the technical side of mm-hmm. being able to record virtually. And I believe about the first 12 to 15 episodes are all on Zoom.
Yeah.
So those first episodes, when you go back into the archives, it was a different time.
Yeah, it was definitely a different time. And it was rough putting everything together back then. I wound up recording and editing almost all those episodes. But for the last 2 years, our student Kobe Pozo has been editing all these episodes and putting them together. So I really just want to give a shout out to Kobe for doing all
yes.
of that work. So yes. that's been great. So.
Giving him that opportunity and working on this professional podcast, I mm-hmm. think that's a really unique part of this show, is that the students do play a role in the station manager, Blue mm-hmm. Bailey, who manages the online content for uh-huh. us, and the previous station managers, and then having students edit really makes it a learning opportunity for them.
Yeah.
And then we send it out into the world.
Yeah, it's been a really fun experience. On every show, I ask each guest to leave us with a piece of advice for students at Harper College. And every guest has given us really great advice. And for this 50th episode, what we've done is we've pulled together some of our favorites. We don't have time for all 50 or all 49, it would be. So I don't want anyone to feel left out. But I was curious, out of this huge chunk of advice that we have, was there anyone that stood out to you that I know I put you on the spot, but
yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, and I would like to, I'll turn it around to you after yeah. I answer, but you know, I can't really call one out. I love them all. Every mm-hmm. episode, the alumni brought such different perspectives, different life experiences. But the one thing that stuck out to me through all the advice that was given are kind of those common threads. Mm-hmm. And that was really how they connected at Harper, using Harper's services and resources, and how they were able to use that and take their education and career to the next level.
Right.
And then being present and saying yes to the opportunities.
Yes.
And I think the number one thing that we heard across the board was getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the alumni who connected, if they were able to get involved on campus, that was their recommendation and their advice for current students. So that was really neat.
Yeah, that's absolutely the common thread that's there. And I was just re-listening to some of these, and my colleague Laura Puglio Colbert, who's just retired last year, she really hit that in her advice, that you have to get involved at the college whole hog. Like, you have to just bury yourself into it and be a part of the institution, and then you'll have a great experience. I was just having a conversation with a colleague the other day about his His son is going to a different community college because of where they live. And he said his son has just treated it like it's university, and he's on campus all day long, and he goes to every club meeting that's available and every free lunch that's happening, and he's having a great time and a great experience. And that's what people need to do when they're here, I think. So
that's terrific.
Yeah, it's a common thread. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, fantastic. Our first piece of advice today comes from Greg Catashon.
The number one thing I tell some of my kids, never give up. And back to my quote, it's supposed to be hard. Difficulty is part of the journey. Every new step is a new opportunity to learn something. What I mean by that, it's okay to fail. Failure is not a bad thing. I tell them, I said, listen, when you fail, that's a chance to learn something you didn't know. If you think you know everything, you will never learn anything new. So embrace your failures, work at it, and do better next time. Understand what you did wrong and try something different. Never stop trying. Because I've had people look at me and say, wow, you got this business, you're doing this. I have many failures. Many things I was so sure was going to work out did not. I try something a little different, tweak it a little bit, and it moves on. And see, I always tell kids, failure is my friend. And I put aside the fact that I failed or I didn't know. We all don't know something. I'm sure there's things you don't know, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so that's why I say never give up. And don't be afraid to fail. That's your chance to learn something new.
I'm excited to speak with Laura Puglio Colbert.
I would say what I say to all of my students, please just take advantage of this place. And please know that the people that you meet today and tomorrow, they will be a part of your lives. They will be a part of your future. You are creating your ethos. This is the chance for you to change mistakes you may have made in the past, start fresh and new. Do it. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for your education. Own it. Earn it. Enjoy it. Those are all the things that Harper can do for you. And I hope that our students will take advantage of every opportunity they have on campus, you know, both academically and in terms of extracurricular activities. You know, like you said, you know, your radio students that come in and are actively engaged in campus life, these things matter too. And these things future employers are interested in. So I want all of our students to understand that it's not just about what happens inside the classroom, but what you do with that and how you apply that in a more practical way. So just take advantage and enjoy and learn. And I hope that, and know that you will have some of the finest educators and teachers that you ever have in your whole journey right here at Harper College. And you'll thank God for them years from now when they're writing you letters of recommendation to get you those jobs you so desperately want.
I'm excited to speak with Michael Terson.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
You know, my advice is, you know, I think the current Harper students is a very, that's a wide range of people. You know, it's that 18, 19 year old who doesn't know what they want to do. And it's also that 40 something who might be going through a divorce or a life change where they need to find a career, to a senior citizen who never finished school. And now is the time that they just want to do it. I mean, there's so many different students. So my advice that I think goes across the board is don't go for the job that you think you're qualified for. Go for the job that you want to be qualified for. Don't sell yourself short. Don't put limitations on your own, potential.
Yeah.
If there's something out there that you think you want, go get it. Go convince someone that you're the one for that role. Because the more I look at the world and careers in the world and jobs and the conversations I have with other people who hire people, is that these jobs, these tasks, anybody can do. You know, there's certain jobs where, yes, you have to have a medical license to do surgery on people. You know, you have to have a teaching certificate to teach kindergarten. But a lot of jobs out there don't require licensing. Mm-hmm. They require experience or they require an aptitude for that skill, training in that area. But at the end of the day, we can teach people to do any task, but we can't teach people to be the person that they are.
Right.
Nobody can teach you work ethic. Nobody can teach you mental toughness. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, nobody can teach you to be the person you are. And so that's what separates everybody, every student, every job applicant. So, you know, yes, every job posting has certain requirements, certain educational requirements, certain experience, whatever. But I would encourage people to ignore that. You know, put yourself out there and go. If you think there's something that is the perfect fit for you that you might not be qualified for yet, throw your hat in the ring and convince someone why you're the right choice.
I'm excited to speak with Michael Neiman.
What I shared earlier, I think, is still effective advice. I think it's important for students to take off the blinders when they come on campus, look around. There's lots of great opportunities. Connect with your faculty members, connect with, you know, your other students. What's bad about social media now, in my opinion, is that, you know, you're always focusing on your phone. People don't make phone calls, let alone personal connections, as much as they used to, from my observation. Meet students in your class. Ask them what their game plan is. If they have similar interests, think about it. If you're in a journalism class or a theater class or whatever class you're in, or a math class or a nursing class, find out what those other students in the class are, what are they doing? What's their game plan? Where are they going to go to, you know, where are they transferring for a four-year school? What kinds of internships do they have? And take advantage of that, because making contacts, that's been the secret of success for me. And Harper College is just a hotbed. There's so many opportunities. And I was going to mention, too, besides, you know, like with clubs and organizations, I wanted to share just to make sure to get that in here. My wife and I have a scholarship for nursing students. You know, because of COVID, we realized how critical it was for students who wanted to go into the nursing field, that they got help to do that. And so we opened up the scholarship, and it's out there. But, you know, getting involved with, like, the Student Nurses Club or any other club on campus, a lot of them belong to national associations. I know that for a fact. So, you know, if you want to go into a particular field, find the related club, and you could possibly go to some conferences on, you know, on the college's dollar, you know, on the student activities dollar, which is a great experience. So take advantage of all that. Or using people like yourself, find a mentor, find somebody who can help you figure out your journey, your route to success.
I'm excited to speak with Tom Schnecke.
Well, first of all, for someone who's already a student, be really firm in what it is you think you want to pursue. You know, Harper makes it so easy to change direction, but don't go in without a plan. To really pick where you think you want to get and change mid-course if you need to. That's been my whole life. You know, I was at a radio station where the format changed, and then they sold it, and then I unceremoniously found myself, you know, in a TV station, which made my jump from NBC to CBS much easier, because I realized you could make a change and it could be better, it could be different, but without having those experiences might not have made the leap. And so I think that's for if you're already there. If you're thinking about it, again, it goes back to what is it you think you want to do and how do you think Harper can help you? And if you're not sure, there are certainly people there who can guide you once you get that in your thought process.
I'm excited to speak with Dr. Christopher Schneider.
Go to class.
Show up.
Show up. I would say chase your dreams. Chase your dreams. People, when I came to Harper, I sort of didn't have a real good sense of what it was I was doing with myself. And, you know, sociology got me fired up. And I chased that. And here I am. And come to Harper College, and maybe you don't have that dream yet. And what I would say is a recommendation, expand your palate. Take classes that you otherwise think might not be interesting or you might not know about. And the more that you learn, the more you're going to expand your intellectual palate. And, you know, you might find your dream there, something that gets you going. And That's what I'd say. It's kind of vague. I don't know if it's really speaks well to your question. It's a really interesting question. It's a good question.
You know, and I can say the usual things of be yourself and, you know, never give up and all that kind of stuff. But I would say also hang out at Harper if you can. If you can. One of the things with Harper College, you know, it's a commuter campus. And, you know, if you can spend time hanging out, you know, out in the quad, in the grass, or having a coffee at the Starbucks with other friends and get to know more people, again, you're going to expand not only your social circle and these people, you know, probably you'll be in touch with them throughout the rest of your lives, but it's going to expand your interests. And that's important. That's what Harper College is. It's a place to come to begin. And when you begin here, it leads to new beginnings and really important. It can lead to important stuff. And that's what it did for me. And I have friends I'm still very close friends with that I've known for 25 years who I met at Harper. And I learned from them. They learned from me. And it's a fantastic place for that, for learning what your dreams are and then chasing those dreams and making something of yourself.
I'm excited to speak with Joe Plazak.
That's a really good question. I'm going to have to think for a second about the most important thing to say. You know, I just feel like when you're a student, you will be in a place for, say, 2 years or three mm-hmm. or 4 years. You know, it just depends. But in the end, it's not a lot of time.
Right.
Where you'll spend most of your time is, you know, as you build your career and you go on. I mean, there's a big difference between student life and the life that comes thereafter, where it's very much the same thing day to day. It's not the super rapid, fast-paced 16-week semester. And so I would say that wherever you go, try to make the most of the opportunities that are around you for that short period of time, even if it means, you know, not sleeping as much or putting in more effort or just, I mean, really working hard. And students do work hard. Just know that it's for a concentrated short period of time in your life, and it's an investment that will pay off as soon as you're done for the rest of your career, for the rest of your life.
I'm excited to speak with Dr. Shalomi Gomez.
So one of the things that happened to me when I was in Harper, I remember it was an English 102 class, and I had written something, some paper, and I had just written it really in a rush. And the professor pulled me aside and he says, you know, you've got some really good ideas here, but you know, there are some issues with structuring it, maybe some grammar issues and stuff. And he said, you know what, if you come to my office, you know, about half an hour before the class starts, maybe we can go over this, at least for the next couple of weeks, and I can help you on it. And I went away and I thought, oh no, some more work. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for it. And also a bit of my ego was in there too. Like, I don't need help. I'm okay. But then I'm glad I took him up on that advice, because he really did help me. So there are professors here that are willing to help you. And if they offer you help, just go at least that one time to see what they can do, to what advice they can give, what kind of tips they can give. That's one thing. The other thing is get involved. There are so many clubs and associations and things you can do on campus. And it would be, I don't think it would be, I mean, maybe you work and maybe you don't have the time to come and do other things on campus, and that's fine. But that opportunity to meet other people that is beyond just academics is something that is there at Harper, and would be beneficial for some students. It definitely was for me doing speech. So take up the opportunities that are offered here on campus. And another thing that I would say is, you know, going to college is meant to be challenging. It's meant to, that's, you are going to change. The person that you are with, that when you entered in, and the person you are at the end of 2 years or at the end of 4 years, is going to be a different person. And so that change requires you to be challenged.
I'm excited to welcome Dr. Leslie Van Wovelier to the studio. For, I guess, two groups of people. One, the student who's thinking, should I go to a community college? And I guess the second would be, while you're at the community college, what should you be doing to maximizing that opportunity?
Yeah. So when I actually talk to high school students, and I will explain the benefits. Mm-hmm. If you are funding your own education, if you don't have a full ride or mom and dad are paying, consider community college. It will save you substantial mm-hmm. amounts of money and that you can then use for other things, right? I also really encourage my students to get involved because nowadays what you have on that resume will open doors or close doors. Mm-hmm. And so if you're involved in the accounting club or DECA or whatever your passion is, do improv, do theater, whatever your passion is, somehow get involved at the community college because that's what employers are looking for. They're looking for people that go that extra step. And it also helps you, you know, they say your first 2 years, you're becoming a well-rounded individual with all the gen eds. Okay, I buy in. That's good. But also being involved will get you a network of people you could reach out to, you know, for jobs or whatever. So getting involved.
Alex Alexandrov.
I would tell them, go ahead and do it. You would not, your money will be well invested in your future because Harper really, as I said, it prepares you. It prepares you for your future positions. And the teachers at Harper not only are there to teach you, but they're there for emotional support. They're there in any aspect of the 2 years that you're there. I still keep in touch with some of the professors and some of the teachers at Harper through social media. So social media is great about that. But it's just there's no other place like Harper. You can find a great community. You can find great people. You can find many opportunities that can help you with your education, such as the Hope Scholarship that is not many people are aware of that. But yeah, if people are thinking about Harper, then I definitely would encourage them to pursue a career there.
I'm excited to speak with Jalen Little.
So some advice I would share with current Harper students is definitely to enjoy the journey, you know, every ounce of the journey and know that when you enjoy being present in the moment in that class or you enjoy being present on campus, a part of a club or in the tutoring center or, you know, hanging out with your friends or like, you know, just being on campus is the best way to like really like just enjoy, you know, not just their experience, but being a part of a larger experience with their peers and so many others. And that is what will make the process of getting to the destination, you know, that much more enjoyable and really to lean in on your support, you know, your support mechanisms, whether that's your friend, your family, your instructors, lean in, you know, and know that you have like a strong and very like well put together support mechanism that can help you to succeed personally, academically, and beyond.
I'm excited to speak with Dr. Justin Hardy.
One is understand that it can be hard and challenging at times, but there are services at Harper to help you through that. For me, like I said, I struggled in high school. I had to take a bunch of remedial courses at Harper that at first were difficult. Like I was going to have to come in and take a few math courses and not get credit for it, but I had to complete them in order to move on. And I remember being in these classes and thinking like, makes no sense. Like I already don't like school. I don't like math, but then I had to take these classes that I don't get credit for. But for me, it was foundational. I had to do it. But now I use fancy mathematical, statistical software. Like I use that and I didn't think I would use it. That was the first thing. The second thing was finances for me. I don't think that I got through Harper on payment plans. Otherwise, I would not have been able to attend it. And there were also times where even with payment plans, I couldn't afford it. And I wasn't able to come back. Sometimes I would skip semesters because I couldn't afford it. But I just stuck with it. So I think those are two. And the The third one is, having teachers at Harper, to me, they were the most passionate, the most down-to-earth professors that I've ever interacted with. And understand that while you're at Harper, having professors like that will likely be an anomaly. So I think soak that up while you can. And I remember in classes, I really enjoyed having a small student to teacher ratio. When after I transferred to U of I, when you're one of among 100 students in a class, it's easy to get lost. And you don't always get that time and attention that I feel like I got it at Harper. So leverage that while you're there.
Our last piece of advice comes from Andy John Kalkunos.
I don't feel like I'm in a position to give great advice, but I'll tell you my offer is to be fully present, right?
Uh-huh.
What I think I've been able to do with my corporate ADD, if you want to jokingly mm-hmm. call it that, is I'm fully present with you right now.
Right.
I'll be fully present when I go to the township after this. I'll be fully present with my children. I'll be fully present at the restaurant. There's nothing I won't be focused on when I'm doing it.
Right.
So if you're in class, you choose to be there. You're spending a few bucks there. Somebody helped you to get here today. Just sit there and pay full attention. Put your phone down, turn it off. Mm-hmm. When you're at dinner, put the phone down. Dang it. Put the phone down at dinner, gang. I see it every day. And I see beautiful families, and I see them put their phones down, and I see them talk, and it's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then I see families that have their phones out. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. They might be making travel plans because their airline just bumped them.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm not judging. I'm not judging. But I do see some incredible things happen when people are fully present. And a lot of that, being present, I learned in the Black Box Theater.
Right.
Right downstairs at Harper College.
Yeah.
And that being present is a part of the tool belt that you learn in school, in speech, in debate here at Harper mm-hmm. or wherever you choose to go after here. So I think that's all I have to offer.
Okay, that's it. That's a lot of great advice from alumni. You can find all 49 previous episodes on any podcast platform. If you're enjoying Harper Talks, please subscribe. And while you're at it, rate us and review us so that others might find us. Harper Talks is a co-production of Harper College Alumni Relations and Harper Radio. Our show is produced by Shannon Hines. Say hi, Shannon.
Hello.
This episode was edited by Kobe Pozo. Our online content producer is Blue Bailey. Our theme music was created by Aiden Cashman. I'm Brian Shelton. Thanks for listening. We'll